This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort.
Yep, 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 yep.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Good can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Season.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to headlines. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Oh, I was so aggressive there. Mike McDaniel. Speaking right now at the NFL Combine. Speaking at the Combine. He says Tyreek Hill had surgery on his wrist. Called it a ligament issue. Apparently, according to Cam Wolf, which, by the way, just a great, great reporter name.
Yeah. Cam Wolf.
McDaniel said the plan is for Hill to resume catching the football in the summer near training camp. He will spend the spring running and recovering. All right. Well, that doesn't sound like they're moving on from him.
Things could change between now and then.
Certainly
things
could
change. The draft day. There's a lot of things that can happen between now and then. The great thing about all the things you hear and all the things people say right now is there's no football being played, so don't read into it too much.
Let's see. We have on.
I like that hat. Corduroy.
Yeah, thanks, man. I got it at Pantherland.
You have like three of them, right?
Yeah. I like the gold one,
this
too.
One, I got the gold one.
Well, here's what. I see him. It's a different hat.
I have my camo trucker one, which is my favorite, but they don't have the new era one. They didn't have it at Pantherland because I went to go get a new one. I was like, they didn't have it. It was sold out. They had another one, but it was kind of flimsy. So then I was like, all right, I guess I'm getting a new Panthers hat. And they had these two with the throwback logo. I was like, all right, I'm going with that.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
I like them. The gold one's really nice.
Yeah,
too.
I like the gold one.
Thanks, guys.
You bald?
What?
You bald?
No, I'm just a hat guy now.
Okay. You accuse Mike McDaniel.
I don't think. I got like a little thing, but I'm not.
No, you're not bald.
No, that, you're good.
Dude, this is bald.
Looking pretty good.
Yeah, I can't even see the top of your head.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of. There's not a lot of baldness in my family.
I'm the only bald one.
Oh,
yeah. I'm the only bald person in my family.
Really?
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
You know why? You're always so stressed.
Well, sorry, you got pro athletic genetics, not the hair.
I'm not
sorry. It's like
it's a helmet.
You ever see those memes of God creating LeBron James?
Yeah.
And it's just like you pour the water in. It's just like talent, athleticism, muscles, speed, jumping, and then with hair.
That's pretty much
it's like
getting
on everything.
What's amazing is like most people think because of how I talk that I'm always mad, and I'm like, no.
Mike McDaniel says from David Ferronis of the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said Teron Armstead is not yet ready to make a decision on playing, but the team will operate as if he won't play.
Good. That's how you should do it, because half of the season he won't. Look, don't take this the wrong way. The Dolphins are a better football team with Teron Armstead on it. But you can't make the assumption and then get screwed by it. So if he comes back, it's a bonus. But if he doesn't, you have prepared.
Can I give you my second bad Teron Armstead idea?
Please stop.
Remember when Dwight Freeney would join on as a pass rush specialist for some contenders by the end of his career?
No.
For like the last four games?
No.
What if we just save Teron Armstead for the back half?
Yeah.
We call it the back nine.
Or literally last two games.
Okay.
Two game Teron.
You don't, hold on. Here's the problem with all of your ideas. Money.
Well, he's already getting paid.
He's under contract.
If you want to run, you need to run.
But would you rather have... It's kind of like Jimmy Butler. We call it...
Dude,
what's going on here, guys?
You are shooting...
Maybe you're not listening.
...to the equivalent of what Miami Heat did last night.
You guys just are...
You're 0 for 22 right now.
You are Alec Burks.
Yeah.
If you want to run, you need to run. Maybe if I say it again, potentially.
You know why he says it again?
Come on.
Minus one.
But no. We call it the Jimmy Butler plan, which is you just sit till a sprint, and we just have Teron Armstead out there.
No, but okay. I love how you make the assumption that if we sit Teron for half the year,
yeah.
That he still won't get hurt after game three.
Maybe, but less likely, yeah?
No.
Like,
no.
I don't know.
When you get to this age, right, and to where he is health-wise.
Mm-hmm. Last nine games since the 17-game season.
It doesn't matter.
7-2 with 72.
If you give him a point, I will.
No, I'm not giving him a point. All right. I'm not giving him a point.
It's pretty good.
You know what? Go sit in the corner with Mark.
Why?
Minus one.
That's terrible. Yeah. That's terrible.
So he is good.
That's terrible.
All the camera's following you. Good job.
That's terrible.
It's unreasonable, don't you think?
No.
I thought it was good.
No, it wasn't.
It was pretty good.
Like, it's terrible.
No, I thought it was just 7-2. You probably didn't hear him. 7-2 with 70. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Now he's producing on the other computer, unfortunately. What you guys made him do? Now he's back to his roots.
Wow, dude. Tough crowd.
Tough crowd. Tough crowd.
Yeah.
He's having some fun, baby.
Yep. No. Finish off the segment with your counterpart and your hot. Your both minus one.
What was your slogan again? What was it again?
If you want to run.
He's going
to
give him a point now because you're in the same
room. You need to run.
That's a point, dude. You know what? Now that I hear it on this side, it's pretty good.
You're hearing
pretty good.
Better audio. What was yours? What was it again? I got to remember.
I think this is what I think. We have Teron Armstead play the last nine games.
All right.
And we call it 7-2 with 72.
Whoa!
Point four.
That was good. Anybody else want to come on this side?
I like this side.
Try some bits.
It's
anyway?
Like the inmates are trying to run the asylum. What are you doing?
What is it like? Jay Fig is sneaking behind, Tobin's camera there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we should do the show like this from now on.
I like it.
You hobnobbers over there. You can be as late as you want from break. No, don't worry about it. We'll
no,
take care of
no fuss,
over.
No muss.
Okay, stop it. That's what going to smell that. Like later.
What do you mean, dude?
Wow.
Look. It doesn't smell like muss over here.
It will.
We're doing our best to solve.
Should I slow down on the coffee?
I was going to tell you.
Have you gotten coffee every break?
Yeah, look how many. He's collecting cups.
It's an hour in. That's your second or
hold
third
on, I need
cup.
To go verify it again.
Two-step verification, unfortunately.
Secure he's actually that. Signing in. Is that...
I thought he was bringing headphones. I thought the headphones were connected to his chair.
I can buy myself flowers.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, he's gonna go back. Okay.
They all right, the, Miley Cyrus. You banned
me. They had the Free Willy song on earlier as I was walking in, and I was like, Tobin, what are you up to? That they're playing this Free Willy song in the hallway.
He
dude.
Took over
in the hallway.
He took over Light of Him.
They were playing the Free Willy song earlier, and I
that did happen. That did happen.
Right in time for a little Cooper Flagg, if you...
Man, what about Cooper Flagg,
huh?
What's
wrong with you guys?
Come on.
There is zero chance that this team ends up with Cooper Flagg.
Not zero chance. Only zero chance if we're not in the lottery. Yeah.
Zero chance.
Well, why would you say that?
Because I don't think they're going to end up in the lottery.
Hmm. Oh, well, okay. If you're saying that, then yes, zero chance. Because you can't get in the dance without ping pong balls.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
Get him out of that room immediately.
Why, dude?
First of all, why are you guys egging each other off?
What?
Why are you egging each other on?
Send him to the production room.
There's why?
He's in the production room.
No, the other one.
Hmm.
He needs to be alone.
Oh. By Telemundo?
Yeah.
You guys are sending me to Radio Libre?
Yeah.
They don't seem very friendly over there. I don't think they're going to want no.
We want beef.
Nothing wrong with ping pong. You see what I did there? Because it's the
no, that's game. Terrible. Right, that is so bad.
No, it wasn't so bad.
-1.
It was bad.
For sass.
Yeah, that was terrible.
For sass.
That was terrible. So here's the deal. In any of these sports where a draft is coming, right, the worst thing you can do is assume. Right, and you can't, if there's a question whether a guy's returning or not, you can't assume that he's coming back. You have to prepare and plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is, I think with any offensive lineman they draft is going to be an interior lineman. I think defensively.
Not early though, yeah. You don't think at like 13. Very early for a guard.
It is. But see, here's what I would say about the draft that I'm going to admit to. I don't know how any of these players grade out. And so if I say the Dolphins really need to get this type of player and then they get to their pick and the best available player is a different position, I'm not going to be mad because you're only getting trouble. The teams that get in trouble in the draft are the teams that reach and draft guys because they feel they need them, and then that guy doesn't pan out or even resemble what should have been drafted at that pick. And this happens with quarterbacks because let me present this to you. I was thinking about this as I was driving in the car, thinking about all the coffees I was
going to drink. You were pondering this?
Yes. If the Chicago Bears had traded the number one pick and kept Justin Fields,
yep,
and drafted two or three other positions of need,
mm-hmm,
would they be better off with Justin Fields than they are with Caleb Williams because you've basically taken another quarterback and plugged him in the same terrible situation?
Yeah, but they got a lot of, like, they had multiple picks last year. Like, they got a dude.
No,
they got a,
again, I understand all that.
It's not like they were weaponless.
No, I understand that. But teams that always feel that we're going to draft the quarterback until we get it right, neglect the rest of their team. And then when they finally get that quarterback, they don't have a supporting staff.
Yeah, but in the fairness to the Bears, though, like, they don't play like the Texans got to play in the AFC South. Like, they play in the toughest division in football.
Right, which means even more so, you got to have the support staff around your quarterback. You can't just throw a quarterback in the mix.
Yeah, but you also got to have the patience and time, like, to put it together.
All right, I was just asking. If they still had Justin Fields, but say they had an additional pass rusher, additional offensive lineman, would they be better off than having Caleb Williams and watch him struggle behind the same bad offensive line and struggling defense?
We'll take a break here on the show. Can I get out of the corner now?
I guess.
Yes.
Jeez. He's been good.
It's dangerous between having you two in the same room with them.
See, that was my plan. It's like, let's just make our situation for them worse with me over here.
But you know what? I do like this whole thing where someone gets sent to the corner because
we just need to make this computer easier to utilize quicker.
That's not going to happen.
I don't think it's.
Why is my room the punishment room, though? I really feel like.
Well, because half the time you're not there, so it's empty.
It's aggressive. I don't understand why it's this way. I don't get it.
7-2 is 72.
Pretty good. Come on. You got to hear it on this side. Just everyone coming here.
Okay, let's all go in there right now.
Perfect.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. I don't think it's damage yet, dude. Isn't that next segment?
I love the man.
Damage is done.
Wow, Marco.
My damage is done goes to Leroy.
Why?
For distracting me.
Did you say me?
Nah, no. I was gonna blame you, but then I figured I'd...
Here, I'll distract you right now so you can get yourself set. WQAM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and bets. March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming in Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. You guys can immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew. Hey, you can throw a couple beers over.
Don't say nothing.
Yeah, if you want to drink with Tobin and Leroy. Yeah. There'll be real-time betting action. Like, they're going to have a little kiosk. You can do. We're going to have so many Chili Peppers. I mean, we are going to chili pepper it up. I'm going to bet on teams I've never even heard of. It's going to be fantastic. I got to start scouting tonight, though, because the heat might be.
Wait, you know what's funny? This is also the time of year where we ask Robbie what the mascot is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a superpower.
He knows it's a superpower. He knows the mascots of every school.
I think you guys can also join me because I'm going to be we're going to be heat scouting while I'm there. You want to heat scout with me? We're scouting. We're scouting, dude, if we're in the lottery.
Really?
We'll see. We're probably going to have a pick. Hmm? We're probably going to have a pick.
A lottery pick?
We might have a lottery pick. Might. Can't rule it out.
No.
Can't
I like
rule it
the
out.
First 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
I can get some serious chili peppers action. Going.
So immerse yourself in all the action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at BucketsandBets.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Remember that?
1-888-GET-IT.
Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood.
I think we've
got a mock draft, everybody. Mel Kiper Jr.
Can
2.0.
Wait, everybody was talking about Michigan and Ohio State and how it was terrible that Ohio State lost to Michigan. Yet Michigan's got two guys getting drafted in the top 10.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. So they weren't bad. They were awesome on defense. They just couldn't score.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, you guys lost everything on offense. No shame in that game.
Everything. Right.
No shame in that game. You'll be back. Number one pick, according to Mel Kiper Jr. He's got Abdul Carter.
Yep.
From Penn State.
You know what that tells me?
What?
It tells me that they have determined that the two quarterbacks that are available now aren't as good as the quarterbacks in the past. And you can get better talent at the number one pick. I would either go him, Abdul, well, especially when the most important positions now, believe it or not, are D tackles and offensive guards.
I'm sorry, though. They have the Titans?
Titans. He says the quarterback question looms large here at the number one pick. Could Tennessee trade the pick to a QB needy team looking to land Miami's Cam Ward or Colorado's Shedeur Sanders? Sure. In fact, new GM Mike Borgonzi? What kind of a name is that? Has even suggested the Titans will listen to offers. Could Tennessee also choose to take one of those passes itself and replace Will Levis? Of course. But there are other ways to attack the quarterback position. Aaron Rodgers, question mark?
Are we even
talking?
Hold on. Here's the deal. You can't be a structured, tough, hard-nosed coach and say my solution at quarterback is Aaron Rodgers.
Who is their coach?
I don't know. They just hired. Who did they?
They got Callahan? Brian Callahan.
Brian
right?
Callahan.
Yeah.
Now, Brian Callahan and Bill Callahan, you think they want to deal with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's not.
Something about Aaron Rodgers in Nashville that does seem like it works, though.
Are you willing to risk your, if you're a coach, here's what you have to think. Are you willing to risk your career on a relationship with Aaron Rodgers?
I got to be honest with you. If you're Tennessee, this is, and I know I'm very biased on this. I think Cam Ward's going to be a stud, dude. I really do.
I
really think the guy's
going to
be a stud. I think he's going to be a stud, dude.
Here's why there are questions with both of those quarterbacks. Now, and again, I'll say this. I've seen Cam do it more because I've seen more of Cam play. So that's the only reason why I'm saying this. So anybody who thinks Shedeur Sanders is better, I'm not arguing with you, okay? I'm basically basing this off of me seeing Cam Ward more. But I will say this. The question with both of these quarterbacks is not their ability to extend plays and make throws. It's their ability to make on-schedule passes. We haven't seen it that much. Especially Cam Ward. He pats the hell out of that ball, takes his sweet time. And so you have to see, how does that go to the next level? Right? How does that work at the next level? What part of that skill can you extrapolate?
But he also can move too. Like, it's not like he's not a burner, but he is mobile.
He's elusive in the pocket. Yeah. There's a difference.
Number two.
Go.
The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, they're taking Mr. Do-It-All.
Who?
They're taking Travis Hunter.
You have that on good knowledge?
Yeah.
Sound like you know that for a fact. Do you know that? Are you hearing that? Are you hearing things out of the war room?
I would just say there is no player who would make more of an impact.
Wrong! Not according to Mel Kiper, dude.
What's Mel Kiper saying?
Mel Kiper saying, bring it back to the Bernie Kosar days, dude.
Bring it
back. Cam Ward.
Right.
He says, I have Sanders ranked slightly ahead of Ward in my own rankings, but mock drafts are supposed to represent what the league thinks and what is likely to happen. And right now, Ward is the consensus QB1 in this class.
Look at that.
So, let me get this straight.
Never doubted him.
Think about this. Here's where Cam is going. Mm. And you know I love the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cam Ward is going to sit in a room with Deshaun Watson, Jameis Winston.
Is Jameis Winston for sure back?
I don't know. They listen.
I would think, here's the thing though, if they're going to draft Cam Ward, you gotta think they're just gonna release Deshaun Watson, right? Like, I wouldn't put him in the same.
You can't release him.
Why not?
What? Why not? You're paying him either way. Please don't make this a money thing.
He's not playing this year. He's got the blown Achilles.
Just cut ties with him, dude. He's
got ties, dude. Like a JFig Instagram picture.
I love the way you guys think that just throwing away $60 million.
What other option do they have? Literally, what other?
It really is their own. But to be fair, like it is, unless they get
here, here's what I would say.
I guess you get Russell Wilson on the Chiefs.
Here's what I would say. I would say to get kind of the same situation the Heat were in. To get clarification.
Clarity. Although they haven't done much with that clarity, I got to tell you. 1-6 with clarity.
I think they may do something like that. But, like, do you get the feeling it's just one of those situations where, like, if they get something out of it, right, you just wait and hope.
True or false, Bernie Kosar gets the goosies if this happens.
If they bring in Cam Ward?
Yeah.
I think the entire state of Ohio gets the gooses. Here's why. Because it's not Deshaun Watson. Correct.
Appropriately.
But I would say that's the issue. The issue is not whether these guys can play. It's whether they can play at the next level, making accurate, quick decisions. That part of it hasn't been proven yet, and both of them pat the hell out of the ball. And that's the transition that you have to figure out. Can they make this transition?
But the one thing that I think is good for the Browns, whatever this is worth, you could tell that kid is just going to be like owning the leadership of an organization.
Correct. I think he has the mental makeup and just the wherewithal for, as soon as he gets into the organization, everybody takes a deep breath and a sigh and say,
yep.
All right, let's go.
Take a break. Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend Marcos. Now it's next.
Gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
What'd she say, dude?
Yeah, because
I
you gotta do it on the floor.
She goes, I'm not doing it on that nasty floor.
She poisoned my pretzel. That's how she did the job.
The number one Notre Dame player, Jimmy Clausen.
A full intangibles list.
I'm actually wearing the shirt that Leroy gave me.
You so they have to pick like their rivals. Is that what they had to do?
I guess so.
We watched during the break. Damage is done. They showed nothing but Junior Seau highlights, and for some reason, Leroy Horde seemed to be in every highlight, getting either lit up or giving up a sack.
Well, no.
He was good.
Wait, wait, wait. He was good, though.
He was good. What? That's what they showed.
That was also the Rose Bowl. I was the MVP.
Doesn't matter. That's what they showed.
Damage is done, my friend.
Get mad at NFL Network, not me. Damage is done.
Well, if... Wait.
They made it seem
like... Wait, if it's Junior Seau highlights, they're not going to show me roasting them.
That's true. Did you roast him in that game?
Yes!
Hmm.
I ran for like 150. Two touchdowns. They lost. So they showing video of them losing. But I did notice all the Notre Dame players, all intangibles.
Sure were. Let's get the damages done. My damage is done goes out to Devin Booker.
Oh, no.
Devin Booker is very upset because apparently Hooters is filing for bankruptcy. And Devin Booker writes out, "Please don't go, Hooters." Which only goes to, we now know why the Phoenix Suns are struggling so much. And it's a chronic problem, Marcos.
Damage is done.
Really is a loss of one of America's finest
establishments.
Can I just tell you?
But apparently...
Do you really think it's going
to
actually...
We used to eat the hell out of... Hooters wings.
Oh yeah,
and we used to get some, take them on the plane.
Let's all just go to Hooters and make sure they do.
But here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now if I put them greasy ass wings in my system, it ain't working.
Down for the count.
Down for the count.
Damage is done.
Damage will be done.
Hooters at Bayside was a staple.
I was gonna say the Hooters at Bayside.
Oh man! One time
They slap.
Big hit. Slap.
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 I give you the Hooters on Bayside, and I give you Hooters on University.
And Pines?
And Pines.
Oh, dude.
Sold you too.
One time, went to go see Mad Dog Mandich there because he had Dontrell Willis at the Hooters in Pines. Ooh. I was like, oh, I'm going.
Yeah. Fig's right, though. Doral has a good one.
I used to work at the one in Doral.
What? Did you really? You worked at the Hooters?
How did you work at Hooters?
I feel like we would have known that.
Hialeah,
I had a cousin who worked there. She wanted me to work there.
And you had a side job at Publix?
No, my cousin wanted me to leave Publix to go work there.
Devin Booker is saying, please don't go Hooters, which just leads to the Suns, which I think is, they're too horny. That's why
too horny,
they
dude.
Are horny, dude. And that is why the Suns are struggling. The damage is done.
Damage is done.
Why you don't think they like Hooters for the wings?
Something tells me they don't.
But did you see also where Kevin Love went and made fun of it on his Instagram?
Kevin Love, because there was an AI picture that Kevin Durant posted of him and Devin Booker out of Hooters, which is probably the only way they can get happiness right
now.
They
looked very sad, though.
Notice Bradley Beal was not at the Hooters. Not at the Hooters.
Strange.
But Kevin Love, yes, posted himself as a young lad, I imagine, at UCLA at a Hooters, which is what we did all the time, too, with our fraternity, because the founder of Hooters was in
Teak. Didn't we go down to the one at Bayside? Where did...
Just to hang or to do a show?
No, where we did a show.
I don't remember. The last time I remember doing a radio show at Hooters, I remember you weren't there. Will was. Will was filling in for you. I don't know if you were golfing or what.
But we did it like a couple of Fridays.
Was it me or Eric?
It might have
been Eric.
I think I joined Hawk and Crowder once at a Hooters.
Right.
It was like one of my first.
I blame Twin Peaks, dude.
Twin Peaks is good.
I know.
Here's the thing, though.
And affordable.
Twin Peaks, they've kind of gotten with the times, right? Like, there is a little bit of a, with Hooters... It's like Leroy says, it's very greasy.
Yeah.
Like, I think in today's, like, the Twin Peaks wings and the food is so right. good and the beer temperature.
Yeah. Right.
Man, now I
and I'm not
go.
Gonna lie.
Yeah. Sorry. Nobody wants, like, you get Hooters wings and you look into the little box and there's oil pooling at the bottom. Mm-hmm. You know you're in for a long night.
And if I may say, to not sound creepy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
While the Hooters outfit is iconic.
I knew it.
Yeah.
There's something about a lumberjane dude from Twin Peaks.
Lumberjane.
Something about it, dude.
That's true. You
I'm
know what?
Telling D.
That's good. That's a good point. That is a good point.
My only... Here's the only thing that my biggest pet peeve with Twin Peaks.
A woman with a tree.
You know you can't get more than 18 wings. What? So say if I want to give
of wings, dude.
No. I'm no no no.
Not for his car.
But I'm saying if I want to watch a game and I have some people over, I want to get 50 wings.
Uh-huh.
They make me get 3
orders
of 18 wings.
There's got to be a reason for that.
They don't. Like I said, "Hey, can I get a 50 pack?" We don't do that.
Chicken wings are expensive, dude. That's the reason.
No, they're the only wing place that doesn't do that.
I don't consider them a wing place, though. It's kind of crazy. Like, I just picture them as a delicious sports bar.
If you go to any sports bar, you can get 20, 40, 50 wings.
My favorite thing about a Twin
Peaks. Do they sell this there?
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Ooh. That's the frog pizza.
Wait, I just want to know, why does the one on the left look like the frog is tanning?
What was the thing you were trying to do? The pretzel? That kind of looks like Marco's doing the pretzel.
No, hey, you know what?
No, he's doing the frog with his legs. He's doing the frog.
Like this?
I want to just have these pictures on the
wait,
bed.
It just a little,
I can't get rid of them.
It just needs to be a little thicker. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my damage is done. Hooters is apparently going under, and Devin Booker is sad.
So, all the classics are going down. I don't like
my
it.
My damage is done is this.
Damn. Dude.
Okay? On December 16th.
Okay. This one?
Past
last one. Okay.
Yeah.
I ordered a pair of custom-made shoes for my son.
Yes.
To get here by his birthday.
Which is in February.
It's in February.
2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I thought it was for Christmas.
Well, no. There was no chance of him getting there for Christmas. They're handmade.
But it was his Christmas.
So, we get to his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking on the website. It says, you know, they monogram a buckle, put it on the shoe, but the buckle gets there before the shoes.
Right.
It says, your buckle has been delivered in Ohio. So I called them, or I left the message, right? And they go, oh, we'll look into it. I'm like, there's nothing to look into. There's nothing on my order that says it should be delivered there. Oh, we made a mistake. We're sorry. What size shoe was that again?
So they haven't started?
So they were asking me about the shoe and all this stuff. I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? And then they go, well, we tried to get a hold of you to confirm the shoe size.
Did they really try?
No!
What, did they run out of chinchilla?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm like, hey, buddy, no. Stop trying to, you screwed up, admit you screwed up, and get it done and get the shoes here.
You're going to get it in Christmas.
Like, this is...
Of next year.
Absolutely crazy to me. I'm like, I tell you what, y'all can show collect that money in about 3 seconds.
Sure can.
You know, I really think that these people do this to young
damage is done.
So, like yeah.
Constant with
this you. Guy is still like, hey, just an update. I said, no update, shoes.
Update me with the shoes, dude.
Right.
So are they on speed now? Like, what's the deal? They're going to get...
I don't know. Who, really?
I don't know.
When you order something 2 months ago, and the last email you get is, what size was that again?
It's not great.
Right.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
So we're talking about accountability here. The reason why Marcos made a mistake last segment wasn't because of Marcos.
Wow.
It was because of me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Because we were just, we whenever we talk, we discuss, you know, the next segment or whatever. We give each other ideas.
We do.
And that is all we do.
1 second.
I was talking about damage is done. And then he went and he thought that last segment was damage is done. So that's my fault.
That's true. That, you know what? Hey, you know what? Let's clap it up for a little bit of accountability right there.
That's called being a tour.
No, you know what that is? That's you celebrating your ass being off the hook.
Kind of seems like you're like, you guys are like the shoe guys.
Oh, okay. No.
Holding us back.
You just sent a buckle to Ohio.
No, we have accountability.
There is nothing. And look, I went and rechecked my, you know,
also,
order.
Also, what kind of shoes are you? When you say buckle, you mean like a shoe buckle? Like a shy?
No, as so, one, two so buckle part, my shoe? What are we doing?
He also just found these shoes today.
They put your name.
I was thinking.
They put your name on it.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, I mean, for some reason, did he get Fonz Leprechaun shoes?
No. They're kind of cool if you actually get them.
I imagine.
They're not cool if you never get them.
2 months to buy them.
It's unbelievable. 2 months.
Got you these Air Lucky Charms.
Two months.
Magically delicious.
And it goes, turnaround time is normally 4 to 5 weeks. So I wait after 5 weeks. I don't even bother them before then.
You could have turned around, sent them back, and then turned them around again for their alleged turnaround time.
I can do these shoes for you.
Yeah. Right. And I just love how nonchalant they are.
What do you got, Frog Boy, for damage is done, my friend?
I got something that never gets old. A referee gets hit in the junk here by a puck.
Oh!
That is...
There goes the family.
The family jewels just right there. Yeah, not good, dude. Not good. This happened...
We're getting flagged.
Nah, it's Canada.
It's Canada, dude. A quick little second of just boom right there. Ooh. Right in the junk. Needless to say, he needed a few moments.
Did you guys see...
pain.
You just take a knee.
Yeah. Did you guys see the guy on the Sabres broadcast who got hit?
He
got hit with the puck because he sits between the bench to do the game.
Yeah,
and he took it and he just shouts on the air because he, and understandably so.
Yeah.
He just shouts on the air the F word as loud as possible because he got hit in the face with a puck. Hot mic.
You know what I'm supposed to do? Care about this. My face.
Oh, man, that's damage is done. Take a break. Back after this.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.